We are given the beautiful commandment of building the Mishkan. Vasuli Mikdash Vishachanti Bitocham. Kadosh Baruch Hu commands us, make a sanctuary for me so I may dwell among them. The beautiful charge and mandate of the construction of the Mishkan. And the first order of business is building the Aron, the Aron HaKodesh, the Torah Kadosha. And the Torah gives the different measurements, the different dimensions for building the Aron HaKodesh. The sizes, the length, the width, the height, exactly what has to be, and the materials, etc. And at the end of the instruction to build the Aron, the Torah tells us we have to make these badim, these poles. We have to make these poles. And these poles have to be on the side of the Aron. And these poles were to transport the Aron. They have to be on the side. And the Torah says, "Bitabot Aron yiyu abadim." These poles should remain in the rings of the Aron. Lo yasuru mimenu. They cannot be removed. They cannot be removed. So the poles on the side of the Aron, which transported the Aron, never to be removed. They needed to have a permanent place. Beautiful. And the question is why? Why do the badim of the Aron always have to be there? It's a fascinating shaila. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, the great, great tzaddik, the great Rav in Germany in the 19th century, he says something very, very beautiful. What did the badim, the poles, represent? They represented carrying the Torah and the messages of the Torah, the values of the Torah, from its present place. Transporting the Torah, taking it beyond its current location, taking its message further and beyond. And this taught B'nai Yisrael for all time, said Rav Hirsch, that the Torah does not stay in one place. The Torah is not unique for one place. It doesn't only stay in the Mishkan. It doesn't only stay in the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't only stay in the Beis Medrash. Our responsibility of Klal Yisrael is to always take the Torah and its mission to wherever we go. It's not bound to one location. Torah goes everywhere. That's our mandate, that's our charge, that's our achrayos, that's our holy mission. And it's a very, very far-reaching idea. On a practical level, this teaches us we need to bring the Torah with us. We have a lot of times in our lives when we're waiting, a lot of waiting periods, before a class begins, before a shiur begins, before a lecture begins, before an appointment, before an interview. There's waiting periods in our lives. A lot of times before a simcha begins, we're waiting, waiting, waiting. And the natural gut reaction is, we take out our phone and we scroll and we quote unquote waste time, kill time, ay yay yay, not a Yiddish expression. We let time go till that event begins. I have time to kill, chas v'shalom, until this starts, till that starts. We always need to remember to bring the Torah with us, to have a sefer. We could have a pocket mishnayos, learn a little mishnayos, pocket shnayim, mikra. We could have anything we need. Have the Torah with us. In all that waiting periods, we could mamish accomplish a lot. We don't have to have the natural default to just go right and scroll, 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 scroll. We have the opportunity to build up a lot of Torah in those waiting periods. There was a great tzaddik in Yerushalayim, Rav Bengis, a beautiful, beautiful tzaddik in Yerushalayim. And he would finish Shas every few months. A very big accomplishment. He would chazer Shas. He'd finish it every few months. Wow. And after each time, they would have a modest celebration, maybe some cake, some drinks, a nice celebration. One time he asked his family, let's please have a lavish, lavish celebration. And they were perplexed. Why? What's different this time? Why do you want to have this huge, huge siyum? Normally our siyums are very small and modest. You finish Shas every few months. Why for this time for finishing Shas do you want this extravagant, more lavish, beautiful, beautiful celebration? And Rav Bengis replied, it's a beautiful story. He said, there are a lot of times in life we need to wait. I'm asked to go to a bris, it starts at 6:15. I'm asked to go to a simcha, says it's going to start at 8, and it starts at 8:30. And there's waiting periods. So I decided during these waiting periods, I'm going to make a special learning section to review Shas during those special waiting periods. And I did that. Every waiting period, I had a special limud to review Shas. And I finished it. I finished Shas during all those waiting periods. Wow, during that normally wasted time, I finished Shas. That causes for a real celebration. That causes for a lavish and beautiful, beautiful celebration. And of course, this is a very lofty level to aspire towards. But something to keep in mind, there's a lot of downtime. We are blessed to have a Torah, to take the Torah with us, to infuse those moments of waiting with meaning, inspiration, and connection to Hashem. There was a great rabbi, Rabbi Avram Danzig. He was the author of a very, very popular work called the Chaye Adam. It's a very nice halachic work, the Chaye Adam. He lived in the 1700s and 1800s, a very, very big Talmid Chacham. And he was also a very, very chashuv businessman. Beta, take notes. A very chashuv businessman. And in one of the prefaces to one of his works, called the Chachmas Adam, he writes a very fascinating idea. Again, he was a chashuv businessman. And he's discussing, when he was on his business trips, what he did. So beta, take good notes. Again, this is the Chai Adam, one of our gedolim of recent time. And this is what he writes. Although I traveled great distances carrying out my business, my wisdom remained. Since when I went on the road and when I sat in my store, my mind was engaged in Torah. Wow. May I be rewarded for the fact that even as I was involved in my business dealings and negotiations, it was common that my mind pondered Torah matters, especially those six constant mitzvos that he lists in the Chaye Adam. Incredible. The merchants in my circles can attest to the fact that even when I was traveling in Leipzig, my Gemara, my Chumash and Mishnah were always with me. He was a big businessman, Beta. This is you. He was a Chashuv Gvir, a big merchant. But he always brought his Gemara and Chumash with him. Even during the actual trade fair, I learned a daf and a half of Gemara each day, besides Mishnayos. Whoa. I write this not to be prideful. Of this I can assure you. Does one boast that he puts tefillin every day? The same applies to the obligation of studying Torah each day. I write this only to make merchants aware of the fallacy that a traveler engaged in business is exempt from mitzvos. Heaven forbid! I hope that my sons and descendants follow my ways. This will be a great source of merit for me. Beautiful words by the Chaye Adam by Rav Danzig. He was a big tzaddik, big talmid chacham, a big businessman. But he says, no matter where he went, the Torah went with him. Even during the trades, during the big deals, he had the Torah with him. He had certain limudim, certain set schedules, certain obligations that he would not bend from. And this is really something very crucial to think about and to internalize. The Torah should always be carried with us, no matter where we find ourselves, circumstance, place, makom, bring Torah with us to let it infuse us, enlighten us, empower us in such a way. And we've discussed this many times, Baruch Hashem, there is time in the day. There is opportunities. We just have to make sure that we're focused and have set goals. And when we have set goals and set standards, it could really, really go a long way. The Chevra, you guys are going to have say to say. Not so much time left. There's going to be a lot of time. A lot of time at the end of the year. To have set goals, set ideas that I can learn. I'm going to do Shnai Miknedru. I'm going to do Mishnayos. I'm going to do Tanakh, Pirkei Avos. The Chafetz Chaim, Chassidus, whatever I do, I've set limudim, set sfarim, we could accomplish so much. I want to take it one step further. That's on a practical level. But we always have to be mindful as well that we live in a very, very confusing world. It's confusing. It could be cloudy, it could be dark, it could be turbulent. A lot of different directions we're pulled in. This way, that way. It could be all over the place. Life could be difficult. What do we do? What path should we take? It's cloudy. It's murky. Ay, 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 what do I do? We always have to remember to bring the Torah to us. The Badim stayed on the side of the Aron. It always needs to be moving. We need to bring the Torah into our lives. We have so many different opinions, so many blogs, so many tweets, this, that, and the other, different opinions. What do I do? We have the Torah Kadosha. We have the most beautiful, beautiful, infinite light and wisdom that we're blessed to have, the Torah Kadosha. The Torah doesn't just remain in the Beis Medrash, in our shir room. It should inform and guide us everywhere we go. It's our compass. It's our roadblock. It shows us what to do. It shows us how to be. It's the, as Beda would say, the Torah Chaim. It's the book of life. It's not just a history book. It's an instructional manual for living. And that's something very, very powerful to realize. As we start, as you guys are getting mamish, 18 years old, and growing up, Baruch Hashem, into incredible Bnei Torah, big decisions loom ahead. Yeshiva decisions, college decisions, dating, parnasa, livelihood. We should always be eager to know, what does the Torah say? What does my manual for living say? That's where I should be looking. That's what should be guiding me. That's what should be informing me. That's what should be empowering and inspiring me every single step of the way. And to always realize we are granted this beautiful, beautiful gift. Asha'inu matov chalkeinu, that we have this gift of the Torah Kedosha. So Bezrat Hashem, holy, holy Jews, which you are, really the best, really the best. To remember the Badim always stayed on the sides of the Aron, as Rav Hirsch told us, because Torah goes everywhere. On a practical level, wherever we find ourselves, to build up in Torah, during all those waiting times, those quote-unquote down times, to infuse it with Torah, and even one step further, as we find ourselves in lives making decisions, navigating this life that could be challenging, that could be murky, that could be confusing, to bring the Torah into the picture. To bring the Torah Kedosha, the Torah from, which means Or, which is our light, which it illuminates us, and make sure that we're going on a proper path, a path that's the most dignified path, the happiest path, the most meaningful and productive path, and the path that truly ensures that we are living the best version of ourselves.